Welcome to the Iron Self Podcast, where we jump into health, fitness, mindset, and becoming the best version of yourself. Today with your hosts, Mike and Kayla Minion. Hey guys, welcome back to the Iron Self Podcast.
It has been a little bit, hasn't it?
It has. So on today's episode, I thought we'd talk about confidence because it's something I notice is a topic that comes up a lot of the time. And I've also received people telling me recently that it's like, I wish I had your level of confidence. I'm like, okay, well, let's discuss what confidence is and let's discuss how you can have it. Yes?
Like, sounds good.
You too. I love it.
Anyway. Okay, so what would you define confidence as?
So confidence is our ability to execute a skill or task. That's really what confidence is. Yeah. But we often relate confidence to self-esteem. And when confidence is related to self-esteem, it becomes related to self-worth. And that kind of starts to steamroll from there, right? Then it's like, okay, well, my entire being is defined by my level of confidence, right? Like, if you think about it, when you first started the job you have right now,
were you confident?
Were you confident?
Probably not.
No, but you did the job over time for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and all of a sudden you got to know what you were doing, and then you felt good that you could execute the task, so you felt confident in order to do that job.
Yeah. One of my favorite ways to think about confidence is, remember, like, Kayla and I are parents. For anybody out there that is a parent that's listening to this, the first week to 2 weeks that you had your first child, if you were anything like me, you were fucking terrified that that thing was going to die because you didn't look after it right, right? Like, this is me to a T. My first dog, I was fire service, right? I knew that she was probably going to survive. I knew how to check everything, but I was fucking terrified. So for my first daughter, for Maya, I would literally every single night go down and put my ear right by her mouth because she breathed so bloody quiet. It took me 2 weeks. 2-3 weeks until I was confident that she was going to survive the night breathing just fine, right?
Well, and he used to walk her up and down the hallway and she's not asleep yet. But what he didn't know is that sometimes she slept with her eyes open. And so he'd be like rocking this baby down the hallway that's already asleep.
But my point for confidence is when you don't have a fucking idea what you're doing, you're not going to be confident in that task. Because again, confidence comes as you build skill, as you acquire an ability to do a task, that's where that confidence starts to come in, right? So as a new parent, you're like, my God, I'm going to kill this thing. And then as you don't kill this thing, you're like, oh, wait, I could do this. This little thing's indestructible. Beautiful.
So confidence is our ability to execute a skill or a task, to perform something. But when we relate it to our self-esteem, our self-worth, or how we feel about ourselves in general, that's kind of a different type of confidence.
That's not even really confidence, right? Because you are not going to become more skilled or whatever at being yourself. That's just you being you. So that's not really confidence. It is that self-esteem aspect coming out. Like your ability to carry a conversation, your ability to build relationships. Yes, you can have confidence in those tasks. But you just living your life, it isn't really a confidence thing. It's more of, how do you see yourself? What regard do you hold yourself in? That's that self-esteem aspect that comes out of that.
Let's say, when you're born, you are not born with a certain amount of confidence and somebody gets more or less.
Because you haven't practiced.
Everybody gets the same bucket of confidence when they're born. And through your lifetime, that bucket of confidence stays the same height. It doesn't get bigger. It doesn't get smaller. Confidence is a tool in a toolbox, right? Like we said, when you first started your job and you weren't overly confident, I bet you didn't want your boss to know that you had no idea what was going on. So when your boss would come around, you would probably either A, ask questions to get better, or B, at least pretend that you knew what you were doing, right? So when it comes to having confidence in your regular everyday life, confidence in who you are and your ability to just be you, That comes from utilizing the skills in that bucket that you have of confidence, using that tool. So you take your tool of confidence out of your bucket and you use it. It's not that, hey, somebody's just going to give you confidence, or you're going to work out enough and all of a sudden love yourself enough. Like, those things don't happen. That self-love comes from acceptance of yourself. To go, I love myself because I accept myself for who I am. Once you start to accept yourself for the good, the bad, the indifferent, then we can go, okay, now that I accept myself, I can start to show myself love. Mm-hmm. And from that place of showing myself love, I'm going to start to use and draw on that bucket of confidence. And so when I'm in a group of people, regardless of whether I'm overly confident or not, I want people to think I'm confident. So I'm going to draw on that bucket of confidence and I'm going to puff out my chest and at least pretend that I have some amount of confidence. Yeah. And then over time, if I keep going and pulling out that confidence out of my bucket, I'm going to get better and better and better at using that tool. Right? Mm. It's no different than if you have somebody that's trying to do a box jump in the gym and they walk up to the box and like, ooh, I don't know if I can do this. And then you keep practicing doing that box jump or a step up, and all of a sudden you're able to do it. They were using the tools that they had, their ability to jump, their ability to step. Those are the tools that they already have, and they're just fine tuning them. Yeah. And that's really what this is about, is fine tuning the skills you already have to use that confidence. I mean, when we look at like confidence at any size, right? Yeah. So Mike and I watch, what is that show? I always forget the name of it.
Circle.
No.
Which one?
We watch a lot of really meaningless television.
Nothing?
Oh gosh, I want to call it So You Think You Can Dance, but that's not it. America's Got Talent. There we go. And there's one girl on there. I think she was Stacey Kay. Is that what it is?
Canada's Got Talent.
Oh, kids. Canada's Got Talent. There we go. Stacey Kay. Anyway, so she was on the show years ago, I guess, and she didn't walk out with confidence. And she didn't feel good about herself because she was concerned about her body image. She's a bigger girl. She was concerned that she had to fit into this idealism of what the media says that you should look like this. And so she didn't really rock it. And then when she came out the second time around, she said, no, I love and accept myself for who I am. I don't need to change myself to please anybody. And she went out there with all the confidence in the world, regardless of whether or not she actually had it. And she rocked it and she killed it. And everybody was like, wow, she's so confident. Like, nobody looks at somebody with confidence and goes, oh, they're too confident. Like, no, you look at them and you're like, wow, I wish I had that. I admire them for being so confident. So taking some confidence out of your bucket and using your confidence is only going to draw more people towards you, to keep people wanting to admire you.
Yeah.
Right? There's no wrong way to do it.
One of the best things that I notice is we get a ton of clients that will start with us, and the big thing they want is confidence, right? They're like, oh, I want to be like you. I want to get the muscles and be confident with my body. And when people say that, it's like this moment for me every time. And I'm like, having a certain amount of muscle isn't going to make you more confident. Like, you might feel more confident in your movement, your ability to do tasks. 100%, you'll build confidence in that. But it's not going to be this magic veil that you get to put over yourself and you're like, oh, I got muscle, so now I'm confident. I feel great about myself. Because there's always going to be more. There could always be more, right? So being confident in yourself, and the first step for that is something Kale already alluded to earlier, is learning that self-compassion. Learning to love yourself is where that whole confidence really starts. Because the minute that you love and accept yourself is the minute that you can start kind of exuding that to the rest of the world. Because up until then, you will play small. You will be like, I don't accept myself, so I'm just going to play small. If I round my shoulders and tuck my head down, nobody's going to look at me. You have this amazing ability, this gift. Anybody that's listening to this podcast right now, you have an amazing ability in your life. At somewhere in your life, you are unique and amazing at something that you do. So figuring out what that is and being able to bolster your confidence with that, being able to utilize the skills and abilities that you have to build that confidence, to realize that you are worthy of love, that you are this magical unicorn, that you are this person that has so much worth and value in this life, really does give you the edge up. That's where that confidence starts, because until you love and accept yourself, you won't have that confidence. You're not going to at the base level, you have to accept yourself to be able to build that confidence. Because until you learn to love and accept yourself, it's going to be a battle of, do I deserve this confidence? Do I deserve this feeling of worth? When the answer is yes, you deserve it, 100%. Everybody deserves that feeling of worth, of value. So being able to pull that out of everyday situations and learn from those, it's a beautiful thing.
If you're ready to make a change in your life, step into the best version of you, check out our Iron Self Transformation Program. Find more info on our website, www.ironbodycoach.com.
So I used to always look for external confidence. I needed that external validation to say I was confident. And when I first got into competing, that for me was, okay, well, I didn't know who I was, so I needed to figure that out. And if I felt like if I looked better, people would like and accept me, and therefore I would eventually get confidence and I would build a community of people that liked me. that was legit it. So then I go up on stage, and I was, at the time, it was my smallest, and I was not more confident. I felt like a sausage that had been stuffed into a casing. I was like just mortified because I had lost. I was just not in a good headspace. Nobody liked me more. It didn't draw more people to me. And it didn't make me love myself more when I hit that goal.
But again, this is searching for the external validation.
Right. So then when I started to begin to love and accept myself and truly not care anymore what other people thought of me, to just live my truth and know my own value, that's where my confidence began to change. It began to shift when I brought it from external to internal, because it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. You're not supposed to sit into any specific mold. You don't have to be a size zero. You don't have to be anything that this world might tell you you do have to be, because you get to be whatever you choose. Confidence happens at any point in your life, at any size, with any look. It doesn't look like an external thing. Confidence is an internal thing. So when you start to embrace the internal, that confidence can begin to shine. Mm-hmm. My last competition, I looked at the girls in the lineup for the bikini category, and I knew I had lost. It was something, I mean, I wasn't dead last, I'll give you that. But I knew I wasn't placing top five, which was fine. But I actually went out on stage with more confidence. I rocked my walk, and I had a lot of sass, and I had a lot of judges after the fact who came up to me and said, you know, like, you were probably the most confident person on the stage. And it was because I didn't care. I knew I wasn't going to win, so did it matter? I could sit up there and play small and not have any confidence and kind of just go through the motions. But I had worked my ass off to be there. And I deserved to be there. And I knew I deserved it. I knew my worth. I knew my value. And so I rocked it. And the best part was that I got complimented on that.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not going to get complimented, or you're not going to lose a compliment for not rocking it. Like, just go out there, rock it, because people will be proud of you if you do.
Yeah. 100%.
Do you got anything to add to this?
No.
Because, I mean, okay, I want to talk about Mike for a second, and then I'm going to let you guys go. I know. But when I met Mike, Mike was always like, I'm going to call it cocky confidence. Mike was a one-upper. If you had done it, he'd done it 10 times, probably standing on his head, you know.
One arm.
Yeah. He was a one-upper. My friend, my roommate at the time, and I would make fun of Mike for being a one-upper. But Mike had a lot of confidence. And then over the years, I would say that you became more humble.
100%.
Why is that? What changed? What shifted?
Ooh, wisdom.
Like, you're the opposite of what I was. So I was like, please don't look at me, like, hide from everybody.
I was the peacock. And there's the feathers.
Yeah, right.
No, it's just, you know what? I was very athletically inclined growing up. I had no problem talking with anybody, right? Like, I could make conversation like that. But that was because I surrounded myself with that my entire life. As I grew up and as I, you know, we had kids and life got busy and everything else, I kind of stepped away from that spotlight and just kind of focused more internally than I did externally, I guess. And it just was that perspective switch for me, I guess.
So I think that it was before when you were more of that cocky kind of confidence, it was a different crowd. Like, a different level of confidence. It wasn't like that you were like, I don't know how to explain it. It was almost like a peacock. Like, look at me. Look how confident I am. Versus it being like, I'm just confidence. Like, I have confidence. It was almost like a forcing of it.
Yeah.
So I like that you've drawn it back, but you can see it's a different type of confidence is kind of what I wanted to touch on here.
Okay.
Is that it is because you're not as boisterous about it now.
I'm also 37 now. I don't need to show off. I got kids. I got a life. We're good.
But
we're
that comes back to that acceptance of self that.
Oh, 100%.
So all we're trying to say, guys, is if we can give you one tip to leave this podcast with today, is start with self-acceptance.
Be your authentic self and learn to love that.
Love yourself no matter what. So, like, when you look at acceptance, it's like, I accept myself for who I am. I accept for myself in this moment. There's not anything that I need to change or evolve to like myself more. Okay, I can love myself right here, just like you wouldn't change your children or your spouse. You love them unconditionally no matter what. You should do that for yourself. From there, change isn't a bad thing. If you want to, you know, take back...
If you want a different result.
If you want to get healthy and you want to get fit because it's better for your overall health and well-being and longevity and bone density and all of these other things, your gut health, then go on that journey. But I want you to feel like you don't have to embark on that to get confidence. You can have confidence right now. You just have to change how you're wrapping your head around it. There isn't an if-when statement to go with this. It's a right now. I accept and I love myself. So start from a place of acceptance.
Perfect.
Thank you guys so much for taking the opportunity to listen today. I hope you found some value in this conversation. And until next time.